Hello and welcome to the Monday, April 1st, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Recently, we have gotten a couple of emails claiming to come from a reputable security company asking to have their links removed from our website. In the past, we have quoted this particular company's analysis a couple of times and as a result added links to our diaries and also, I believe, to the podcast show notes. Now, the emails claimed that due to a change in Google's algorithm, they would like to have the links removed. Overall, of course, we would have complied with this request, but it sounded a little bit odd because typically people rather have links added than removed from our site. So I checked with a contact at that company and he confirmed that the link removal request was a fake. The only thing I can think of is that this is a attempt from a competitor possibly to remove links to this company's site to hurt their search engine ranking, but really seems like they're going through quite a bit of trouble to achieve this, and I haven't really seen this against other companies. So if you see this, let us know, and it would be nice to be able to correlate. We did receive these requests via our contact form, and they appear to be submitted from India. When we asked the email address that was used as a reply to email address for the contact form, we never really received a reply from that particular email address. And while we're talking about this type of scam, another type of scam that we see occasionally is where someone is sending us what appears to be an updated link, basically saying that particular link is no longer reachable and they're providing the updated link. However, the updated link is in no way related to the original content that the link led to. And in many cases, the original link is still working fine. In both cases, I think what they're counting on is that maintenance of web content is frequently done by junior web administrators, and they may not really have the insight to decipher what's real, what's not, and just blindly follow the instructions in these emails. And while we're talking about blindly following instructions in emails, we do have a diary by Chris, who is talking about how some breach notification emails really make a pretty good phishing emails, in the sense that they have a lot of the traits that we warn people about when we talk about recognizing phishing emails. For example, the link in the email is not directly linking to the domain in question, but instead through to some kind of marketing click-through accounting domain that's then redirecting the user to the actual target domain to, for example, change their password. And this is something that really all email company communication should take into account. Don't teach the user bad behavior. The from address should be a valid from address at the company's domain. And then if you do have to absolutely put links into the email, make them simple, make them direct linking to your company domain. And if possible, make them short in the sense that you don't attach a lot of tracking information or such to it, because that's frequently, for example, used to hide redirects or cross-site scripting and such. So in short, it's hard enough to teach the user what they should do. Let's not make it harder by actually teaching them bad behavior. And while we're talking about hiding links, yet another way to make it harder for users to figure out whether a link is legit or not, Google Translate is now used by spammers to send email links. In this case, the link actually points to Google, and then Google will display the actual spam page to you via its Translate service. Now, this trick has in the past been used to bypass bypass some proxy filters, for example, because the outbound policy check just checks for google.com and looks like you're going to a legitimate google.com site. But what's really happening is that a site from another server is read via Google Translate and then displayed to the user. So really, Google is kind of acting as a proxy here. And Trend Micro is reporting about a new Trojan that is using Evernote as a command and control channel. Now, the Trojan comes with pre-programmed credentials for a particular Evernote account that's then being used to dump and read information. Trend was not able to observe the detailed interaction here because this particular account had already expired by the time Trend gained access to the Trojan. This is, of course, a problem if you're relying on URL plaque listing. Evernote.com is a legitimate URL that's typically whitelisted. And even tricks like, for example, the DNS checks that I'm advocating will not work in this case because you will only see lookups for Evernote.com, which, again, is not going to rouse most administrators' suspicion. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.